Hello, this is Germaine. Welcome to Eternal Good News. Now the Spirit expressly says that in latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. The Scriptures clearly foretold that there would be a falling away from the faith. There has been a falling away from the faith that is documented in church history and is in existence today. The faith was given by God, by Jesus Christ, by the Holy Spirit through the apostles. John chapter 16, verses 13 and 14. The faith, the Word of God, was written down. The apostle Peter called what Paul wrote Scripture. 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 15 and 16. When Jude wrote, the faith had been delivered to Christians. Listen to Jude verse 3. Beloved, while I was very diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you, exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. Jude verse 3. When Jude wrote, the faith had already been delivered to the saints, once for all. Jude is the book in the New Covenant, the New Testament, which is just before the last book, the book of Revelation. We are commanded to contend earnestly for the faith, which was once for all delivered to the saints. Jude verse 3. Those who changed the faith later departed from the faith, which was once for all delivered to the saints. They were wrong to change the faith, and it is wrong to follow a changed faith. We do not want to be among those who have departed from the Scripture, from the faith. Listen now to Ephesians chapter 4, verses 4 and 5. There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 4 and 5. There is only one faith from God. There is only one faith from God, which was once for all delivered to the saints. You can read this one faith in the New Covenant, the New Testament. Listen next to 1 Timothy chapter 4, beginning at verse 1, down through verse 3. Now the Spirit expressly says that in latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, and commanding to abstain from foods, which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 3. Yes, the Spirit expressly said that some would depart from the faith. They would turn away from the Scriptures, from what the Holy Spirit had given, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. Notice that they would forbid marriage. They would forbid to marry. In the chapter before, 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 2, we read that a bishop must be the husband of one wife. He must be married. Listen to 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 2. A bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, temperate, sober-minded, of good behavior, hospitable, able to teach, 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 2. The Scripture, the Word of God, the one faith, demands that a bishop must be the husband of one wife. Those today who forbid bishops to marry have departed from the faith. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 3. In the one faith taught in the New Testament, each congregation, each local church, is to have its own bishops, plural, more than one. This is taught in Philippians chapter 1, verse 1, and also in Titus chapter 1, verses 5 through 7. Listen to Philippians chapter 1, verse 1. Paul and Timothy, servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi, with the bishops and deacons. Philippians chapter 1, verse 1. Those who have one bishop over several churches rather than several bishops overseeing one church have departed from the faith. Bishops are also called elders. The Apostle Paul wrote to Titus in Titus chapter 1, beginning at verse 5 down through verse 7, "For this reason I left you in Crete, that you should set in order the things that are lacking, and appoint elders in every city, as I commanded you. If a man is blameless, the husband of one wife, having faithful children, not accused of dissipation or insubordination, for a bishop must be blameless as the steward of God." Titus chapter 1, verses 5 through 7. Did you notice that bishops are called elders? Elders are bishops. The word elder means men who are older. The word bishop means overseer. Now let us turn to the book of Acts and look at examples of this. Listen to Acts chapter 14, verse 23. "So when they had appointed elders in every church and prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord in whom they had believed." Acts chapter 14, verse 23. "The apostles and evangelists appointed elders, bishops, in every church when men were qualified." Each church is to have its own bishops, plural, more than one, not one bishop over one church, or one bishop over several churches. In Acts chapter 20, verse 17, we read how the Apostle Paul called for the elders of the church and talked to them. In Acts chapter 20, verse 28, the Apostle Paul called the elders bishops. Listen to Acts chapter 20, verse 17. "From Miletus he sent to Ephesus and called for the elders of the church." Acts chapter 20, verse 17. Next, we will read what the Apostle Paul said to the elders. Listen to Acts chapter 20, verse 28. "Therefore take heed to yourselves and to all the flock among which the Holy Spirit has made you bishops, to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood." Acts chapter 20, verse 28. The Apostle Paul called the elders bishops, overseers. He also told them to shepherd the church. Elders are bishops. It is clear that the New Testament teaches that each congregation is to have bishops. Those who have one bishop over several congregations have departed from the faith. The Apostle Paul warned the bishops about those who would draw away disciples, that from among the bishops themselves a falling away from the faith would occur. Listen to Paul in Acts chapter 20, verse 29. "For I know that after my departure savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. Also from among yourselves men will rise up, speaking perverse things to draw away the disciples after themselves." Acts chapter 20, verses 29 and 30. Yes, the Apostle Paul warned the bishops, the elders, about falling away from the faith, that from among themselves the departure would come. In church history, we can read about the departure from the faith. The New Testament teaches that each congregation is to have more than one bishop. Later, churches started having one bishop rule, the monarchical episcopate. Ignatius of Antioch was a leader of this departure from the New Testament organization. After the year 150 AD, synods were organized, which was another departure from the New Testament. Later, one bishop came to rule over several churches. By the close of the 3rd century, each province had one bishop as greater than the rest, with authority over them. In the New Testament, there is no authority for having archbishops, cardinals, patriarchs, metropolitans, popes, or presidents. All these are wrong. It is wrong to have archbishops, cardinals, patriarchs, metropolitans, popes, or presidents. There has been a great falling away from the faith, from the New Testament teaching. Remember what we read in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Now the Spirit expressly says that in latter times some will depart from the faith. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. We need to come away from these false organizations and doctrines. We need to return to the way Jesus built his own church. We need to follow and obey the New Testament, the faith, once for all delivered to the saints. Let us return to the Word of God. Let us restore the Church of Christ, the congregation of Messiah, to follow the pattern given in the New Testament. The Apostle Peter commanded in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11, "If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God." 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11. In the New Testament, Christ and the apostles commanded believers' baptism. Jesus commanded that people be taught first and then baptized. Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 through 20. Jesus said, "He who believes and is baptized will be saved." Mark chapter 16, verse 16. Belief comes first, before baptism. In Colossians chapter 2, verse 12, we read that baptism is a burial with Christ through faith. There is only one baptism, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 5. The one baptism is through faith. There is not another baptism for infants. A part of the falling away from the faith was the introduction of infant baptism. There is no record of this being done before the end of the second century. Infant baptism did not come into general practice until the 5th century. Infant baptism is not a part of the faith once for all delivered to the saints. It is a doctrine and practice of the falling away from the faith. You need to believe for yourself in Jesus the Messiah, the Son of God. You need then to repent and be baptized, immersed in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins on the basis of your own faith in Christ. You can become a Christian in the congregation of Messiah, the Church of Christ, the church that you can read about in the New Testament. Amen. If you would like to get a free copy of this lesson or a New Testament or a free book about the evidences of God, please write to Congregation of Messiah, Box 5333, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083, United States of America. That is Box 5333. Edmond is spelled E-D-M-O-N-D. Oklahoma is abbreviated OK. The postal index zip code is 73083, United States of America. Thank you for being with me. This is Jermaine Lockwood. Have a good eternity.
Softly and tenderly Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. See on the portals he's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Come home, come home, ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, oh, say. Tarry when Jesus is pleading, pleading for you.